Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The leading electronic cigarette maker Juul announced this afternoon it'll stop selling fruit and dessert flavored e-cigs, which have been popular with teenagers. Juul's critics are not impressed. The company will still sell its most popular flavors, mint and menthol, which is popular with black teens. Mint and menthol account for 60% of Juul's sales.
Teen vaping was a big topic as the governors of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania met in Manhattan today. WCBS's reporter Peter Haskell joins us there. Peter, the governors want to take a regional approach to fighting teen vaping. Tell us more about that.
Right. Well, they don't want to have a competition based on taxes or potency or different kinds of rules and regulations where something is banned in New York, but it's not in New Jersey. Then you have people driving back and forth. So the idea is to get a common set of laws and regulations so everybody's on the same page, and they're really not competing with each other.
Did they get into any specifics, Peter? Do we know?
Well, they did get into some specifics, and basically they were in different categories, including vaping or legalized pot, and market regulations regarding social justice, public health, public safety. They don't want people driving from one state to another to buy, for example, legal pot, and then start taking hits when they're driving back the other way. So there were a number of things that have been stressed, and they've worked out a framework to really get things done.
Smart logic. That's just the way teenagers used to do it years ago between the states, some that had a drinking age of 21, others that had a drinking age of 18. I wouldn't know personally about something.
No, of course
like
not.
No. I'm just saying I've heard about it. Peter Haskell, thanks so much.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.